those and be prepared. When he came in on the board, where we put up everything, he said, well, that was our motto, isn't it? If you use that throughout your life, a lot of good things can come from it. And if you don't, there could be some things that aren't so good. Okay? Now, this morning, I knew that I was going to walk up here. So instead of putting on my Sunday best, that's what I call them, really my walking shoes. But anyway, I put on my tennis shoes because I was planning on walking up here. I don't live right back here, as you well know, so it's not like I walked from across town, but still I felt I needed to put them on to have a good walk. So that's what I did. Trying to be prepared. Well, what other kind of things can you do to be prepared? What kind of, we prepare yourselves for what? Do you have any idea? Well, there's all kinds of things I know. Preparing for a job? Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of things you got to do that. Homework or a test. You got to study and things like that, right? So there's all those kind of things. For Christmas, Santa Claus is coming. And so to prepare for him, what do you do all year long so that you know Santa Claus will be good for you? Yeah, try to be good, huh? Try to be good. That's hard for us, man. Trying to be good. Well, in today's lesson, we all know as Christians that Jesus Christ is going to return. And what he tells us on him here in being prepared, it says to live holy and godly. Every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and peace with him. And that's what he says in 2 Peter on how to be prepared. Well, I know one thing from the way I've been trying to live lately, being better and stuff. What I've learned is that if I'm trying to be prepared for Jesus' return, to do the things he talked about in 2 Peter. My best chance of that, your best chance of that, and all our Christian friends' best chance of that, is to keep Jesus Christ right here in your heart. Because I know that when he's in my heart, I'm doing good things, and good things are happening. And when I don't, other things slip in there, don't they? And we do that, and that's why he sent his son for us, because he knows there are many times we slip. But I think if we really try to keep him in our heart all the time, as much as we can, that preparing us for his return, he'll know that by our works and by what we have in our heart. Okay? So keep him in your heart all the time that you can, and good things will come. Thank you for being here this morning.
Amen.